Remember when I pastored my first church in Holiday, Texas, that it was so in me. I'd gather those young people every morning before they went to school. And we would pray, and those kids would seek God. And then I would have a 9 o'clock prayer meeting for those that could come. Because I had known from my daddy that my daddy built, he was a Pentecostal preacher, built his ministry on prayer, getting up at 5 o'clock every morning praying. So prayer has been the foundation of my whole life. I believe it's the foundation of the church. And if we leave this element out, and I've watched the church ebb and flow during these 46 years of my full-time ministry, and I've watched how the church has risen on the wings of prayer and how they have become destitute as a result of lack of prayer. And in 1976, I met a man that was praying. I'd never heard a young Baptist youth pastor pray like this man. And we prayed together for 9 years, and finally he invited me to come to Rockwall, Texas. And I was his prayer associate. For 2 years, I was there helping him, going across America. In fact, Gene and I went across America for 5 years doing prayer, leading prayer, teaching people to come to early morning prayer. And every morning at 6 o'clock or 5:42, whatever it may be, we people would come and we would pray corporately. And this man that I was working with, by the name of Larry Lee, he was able to gather 300,000 people, had their names, addresses, sending out regular reports before the days of the internet. 300,000 people were praying. And we saw a change in our nation. The 80s and 90s, even though we had a very liberal president, were days when we were seeing the hand of God move. And the tide was rising. And I saw people all across America gathering every morning at 6 o'clock to pray. And then the Lord spoke to Gene and I and said, you're going to go out now and you're going to pray. You're going to start praying with churches. You're going to stay for weeks, months at a time. And that was a very strange word to a lot of preachers and pastors. But it began to happen. God gave us that word in January of 1990, and in June of 1990 it started. Went to church for 3 days and stayed for 11 weeks, and then it just started. We came here 1994 and went for 24 weeks, day and night. And the people came. And we saw miracles and signs and wonders, and the tide rose. And during that time, we were able to start a 24/7 prayer ministry at the Power Tower that is still going today. I went to Pastor Keith Johnson's in the cold of the winter, stayed for 11 weeks, and people came. Hundreds of people came in the morning times, 6 o'clock in the morning, seeking the face of God, coming back that evening. And so what I'm saying today is, because God's told me to mobilize 1 million people to pray for revival in America. And I got to 3,000 pretty quickly, and it's taken me about 6 months to get 200 more people. And I'm not complaining about that. I'm just saying today I see the prayer tide in the church very low. And we are facing major confrontation from the enemy on every hand concerning homosexuality, concerning Islam. And the church must pray. And the power of the church, ladies and gentlemen, the power of the church is prayer. After Jesus met with them, the Bible said that they went into an upper room where they were staying. They returned from Jerusalem. And the first thing they did was they built a foundation of prayer. They all continued with one accord in prayer, supplication with the women, Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brothers. And as they prayed, Peter had a revelation. That's what prophetic praying is. We get together and we pray. We just don't pray to pray. But the power of the church was when people prayed together in unison. Not just everybody, just all for the whole hour, whatever they pray, just praying on their own. That's not corporate prayer. Corporate prayer is where we pray together in unison. And we can pray until we have some revelation. I call it prophetic praying. And Peter stood up and began to declare what he was hearing, and they prayed. And I am declaring that the church must return to the place of prayer. We must seek the face of God. And so they went first of all to the place of prayer. There was a foundation of prayer. And then they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Peter stood up and preached. And then they went out. But it was always returning to the place of prayer. And the church, the early church, was built on prayer, where the main event was prayer. They were always praying. Following the example of Jesus, his disciples said, "Lord, teach us to pray like you pray." So there's a cry in my heart this morning, because I've seen the ebb and flow of the church, and I've seen what's happening. And now the tide, the prayer tide, not to sound judgmental or be filled with negativity, but I sense the prayer tide is low in the church. And we've been consumed with all kinds of things. There needs to be prayer revivals. So Gene and I spent 8.5 years doing nothing but going church to church to church. One year we were only home 6 weeks. Gene was only home 6 weeks. And when you pray for Gene. She's been sick for the last 2 or 3 days, some kind of virus. She's in a hotel, believing she'll get to be here tonight. But we prayed, and we saw the church, the tide rise. But I sense today that there's a lull, and we need to get back to basics. And the lack, if there is a lack in the church today, it's a lack of prayer leaders, people that will actually get up and lead the people in prayer. And there's power. One will put 1,000 to flight, Deuteronomy 32:30. Two will put 10,000 to flight. Mathematically, three will put 100,000 to flight. Four will put 1,000,000 to flight. 10 will put 1,000,000,000,000 to flight. 16 will put 1,600,000,000,000 to flight. 35 will put 1,000,000,000,000 to flight. 99 will put 1 Google to flight. 199 to buy Google. 299 to try Google. And it goes on and on. So we are a force in the earth. That's why Jesus said, even where two or three are gathered together, we're a force. But it's better if we have 200 or 300, maybe, or 200 or 3,000 or what, but 2 or 3. And so the Lord is just challenging me today to know that the basis of everything that we do as individuals is prayer. For several weeks, something unusual has been going on. Almost every morning at 5:30, it's like the Holy Ghost nudges me. And he's calling me, saying, "Could you come and visit with me?" And in my prayer room, I do have a chair for the Holy Ghost. And I sit down and I look at him and I pray. So I want to have an individual prayer life, but I also want to know the power of the church praying together, corporately together. Hallelujah. So we must stir ourselves. We must realize that what we are facing as a nation is something that we have never faced before. If my people, which are called by my name. So give me a little prayer music, Johnny. Let's pray together today. Can we ask the Holy Ghost to stir up a new passion? See, there's three levels of prayer. There's the desire level. Then there is the discipline level, and then there is the delight level. He said, if you delight in me, delight yourself in me, he said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. And so I got up February of 1966 and began to give God the first hour of my day, because I knew there was more to do than what I was doing, more to live than what I was living. And I believe in the midst of prayer that God will give us revelation concerning our lives and concerning our church and concerning what he wants us to do. But revelation comes out of prayer. Hallelujah. They prayed until Peter had a revelation. Then he stood up and began to declare it. Then they followed suit. So let's pray today. Can we? Ask God to refire us, rekindle the flame, the passion to be a prayer. One who seeks the face of God. One who calls upon His name. Lord, I pray today for a fresh call to pray. We need You, God. Lord, we need You. We need You, God. The foundation of our lives is prayer. With a prayerless life, there is no foundation that we can have. The foundation of the church is prayer. And if we don't pray together, we won't know what to do together. Lord, we kindle the flame in our lives today. May we be mighty in prayer. Hallelujah. May our identity be in prayer. May Kabotole Bikita Kibosotobukit. May our identity be in prayer. I've instructed my family when I go to put on my tombstone these words: the man who prayed. That's all. Not the man who prophesied, not the man who preached, not the man who traveled. I just want them to put on my tombstone the man who prayed. If I have any identity in my life, I want that one identity: the man who prayed. Because I know the power of prayer. I know what will happen, Don, when we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Sikobrete. Come on. Come on. Can we be known as the man who prays, the woman who prays? Is our identity in something other than that? Kebandere brieta basuta. Onamandara brieta rabatore bekitie. Lord, help us not to neglect the place of prayer. Jesus said, my house shall be called, quoting the prophet Isaiah, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Not just for America, but for all nations. Not just for Australia, but for all nations. Not just for Canada, but for all nations. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. Lord, renew the passion, renew the flame. Stir us up today, O God. Awaken the church, O God. Awaken the church, O God. May we not be like the five foolish virgins, slumbering and sleeping. Stir our hearts, O God. Stir our hearts to a place of prayer, O God. Help us not to be negligent. Help us not to be negligent, God. Awaken us. Stir our hearts, Lord, to gather people to seek Your face and to call upon the name of the Lord. Let the priests, the ministers of God, weep between the porch and the altar, saying, spare your people, O God. God, raise up prayer leaders in this nation that understand the rhythm and flow of prayer. Stir our hearts today, O God, to seek your face and not your hand, O God. Oh God, imashele breko mandare bisikabatiye. Mandri briandare bari andare briyattare busuri brike ramandare briyattare busere briandare briye. Masoka bataya shikate. Kobatala mandala breko talabateya mandare biki. Mandri briyattare buko. Ora mandala brata. Lord, help us to respond today to a fresh call to pray. It's not just about us. It is about us, but it's not just about us. Our city needs us. Our church needs us. Our nation needs us. Sikopate. Kibatala mandola brikita rabisere bretere batola briendere briete. Jesus' name. I want us to pray for today for some people that may be in a war zone. Somebody may be going through a major battle, a conquest. I've only missed one revival now here in these 19 years. I only missed one. There's one year that I was leading a church in Roswell, New Mexico, and a Christian school had about 400 or 500 students. It was all out of order. And I just called everybody together. I set things in order, and then a war broke out. Keith came and helped me, Keith Johnson. Pastor Bob came and helped me. And a war broke out. Some of the students chained. I went for early morning prayer. They chained all the doors, padlocks, wrote obscenities in my parking place. And it just started. And made the headlines of the newspaper. They threatened me, threatened to kill my son. And all because I was setting some things in order in the Christian school. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're not going to do. And this is how we're going to act. We're not going to act like this. And it just blew up. And it became a major confrontation. And I just sat in my office and prayed for days. The Lord said, you get in your office and you pray. Don't respond to the newspaper or whatever. But I didn't come. I was in a war zone. I couldn't leave. And all kinds of things were going on. Some of the leading people in the city had their kids there, doctors and lawyers, and there was threats, and there was a potential outbreak of violence. And I was in a war zone. I needed prayer. I just sense in my spirit today that there may be some people in a war zone today, something going on. It may not be with the Christian school or people threatening your life, but it may be in your church, your life. I don't know what it is. Just come down here, right here. We don't have to know what it is, but you say, I'm in a war zone. I got some difficulties going on, challenges. And I just feel like we need to pray for you today. Hallelujah. I'll wait on you just for a moment. It may be physically, it may be emotionally. I don't know what it is. spiritually, in your own life, in your marriage, your church, whatever it may be, just get right down here. We're going to pray for you. We got to surround each other in prayer. And I know that when I was not here that year, y'all were praying for Gina and I and our family. Okay, y'all kind of just make a little circle there so we know who you are. We got five here. Anybody else? We got another one? Okay, just huddle up there. Hallelujah. Come on up. So we'll know who we're praying for. Hallelujah. Okay, just a little closer there, Odell. Hallelujah. Got some friends up here. Men and women of God. There's times in every one of us we just need some, we need some help. We need some support. And we're to pray for one another. Hallelujah. So what we're going to do is we're going to gather around these people. Just get around them. Don't put your hands on them yet. Just get around them. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. You know what? God saw us through that. God saw us through that. Through that season. And today, that Christian school is healthy. Hallelujah. They're the only school, Christian or secular, in the state of New Mexico that won in one season the state championship in football, basketball, and baseball. The only team in the history of New Mexico, secular or private or Christian. And the school is thriving, but somebody had to go to war. Amen? And sometimes we just have to battle our way through, knowing that God is going to help us and others are going to help us. Hallelujah. So thank you, Keith Johnson, for coming to help me. Thank you, Pastor Bob Nichols, for coming to help me. Hallelujah. And we made it through. We're still alive. We're well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I declare today, y'all are going to make it through this. You're going to come through. We're going to pray for you right now. Putting on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. While we pray in the Holy Ghost, we lay hands on you now in the name of Jesus. And we declare that every weapon that has been formed against you will not prosper. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And every voice that rises against you in judgment, we condemn. In the name of Jesus, pray. We surround you in the name of Jesus. You are covered in the blood of Jesus. You are going over and not going under. God did not bring you this far to let you down. He did not bring you this far to let you drown. You will go to the other side. I bind every attack of the enemy that has come against you. No weapon is going to succeed against you. We pray with you and for you. Today we surround you. Come on, pray, church. Hallelujah. Don, you come and pray for him. You come and pray for him.
Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost for a moment. Brahm the name Mandam Brahmane Sile Barobu de Kika Brahmane Manom Drabarebe Sile Badaborabatai Braille Bekebram Sofra Badabaya Labaramane Mene Mandre Bedabraba de Bekebra Badabasapata Labadabaha. Father, we just pray We pray over every minister, over every laborer here today. Lord, as we just pray over every minister and every laborer, somehow, God, let your anointing of refreshment, let your anointing of refreshment, your anointing of just refresh, refresh, refresh and inspire and encourage. Let that fire begin to burn. Lord, if it's only coals, let it catch hold. Let it catch hold. Let that fire begin to burn up. Lord, the visions that maybe have become blurred or the visions that maybe have come dim, somehow we pray that there is a rejuvenation. There's a rejuvenation, a renewing, God, a spirit flowing from. God, there's a fountain, a fire, an anointing that's encouraging each person that's in this room today. Those that will be coming and joining us later, Lord, we just pray that this day is a day that people walk out of this house. They walk out of this house saying like David, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God, for everyone that is here today and the ones that's struggling, Lord. The ones that's struggling. The ones that's struggling. The ones that's losing hope. The ones that need just that new thing to happen, God. Just bring that divine connection. That divine connection, as Brother Dale talks about. That divine appointment, as Brother Dale preaches and teaches us. To always expect divine connections and divine appointments. Oh, yes. Braba, come on. Somebody's catching hold of this right now. Brala boca ba. Somebody's catching hold of this right now. Bribelebe ke ba ba rabata. Bramane. Oh, come on. Come on. There's something happening in the spirit right now. Bribelebo rabata bahasata. God, you're moving mountains. You're moving mountains for somebody. You're moving a mountain for somebody. Somebody right now. Somebody right now that's been hurt. Somebody that's been hurt. Somebody that's been hurt. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Brata bakata. God, Hadrabata la Baramaning de Beke, Brebe Labba Dasabada Ba, Bram the Lemining of Rabatai, Radaboho Sobrabada Bahasa, Bremana Mahan, Selebeke Blabada Basa, Redebe Sambra Manaman Brebada, Brebada Basabra Bede Keke, Kreleba Rabada Basa. Barriers are breaking. Barriers are breaking. Barriers are breaking. Barriers are breaking. Yokes are being destroyed. Yokes is being destroyed. People that stood in your way. People that stood in your way. People that's caused you problems. The Holy Ghost is just refreshing you and restirring you. And he's restoring everything that Satan has taken. Everything that Satan has taken. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your anointing that's refreshing, that's restoring. Restoration, 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 restoration. God, every minister, every laborer that's here this morning, God, I just thank you. You're zapping them with the Holy Ghost. You're zapping them with the fire of God. Their mouth becomes the mouth of God. Their thoughts are the thoughts of God. Their life is a flame of fire. They're going forth. They're prophesying. They're healing the sick. Come on. Come on, everybody. This is for us. This is for us this morning. This is for us this morning. Brabadeya lobo Jose. Yes. Yes. Rebarabasobra barabara manamandalaba. Barbara, you got a word.
What your eyes hadn't seen and what your ears hadn't heard are now being revealed by the Spirit. Answers and wisdom and discretion and a knowing. For those things are revealed by the Spirit. All that hasn't yet entered in your heart is now beginning to enter into your heart. For I, the Lord, am going forth and I am beginning to sound. I am beginning to sound the deep and the fathomless things that I have for you. Things that have been hidden and hadn't yet been revealed. They've been beyond your understanding. But I'm going forth and I'm sounding. And I'm sending like radar into the waters. Yes, I'm going into your futures. And I'm going into your lives and I'm sounding. I'm checking out. I'm declaring that hindrances have to move. I'm declaring that those things that would try to trip you up have to go out of the way. I'm out there in the waters by the Spirit. I'm out much deeper than you. And I know how to deliver you. And I know how to bring things through. And so I am sounding by the Spirit. And I am going to give voice to them so that you would know if you just come and get quiet with me and listen to the voice of the Lord. And I will show you. Yes, you will see. And you can just do what I show you to do. And you can just say what I show you to say. And you'll walk every step of the way to the victory. Connected ustem brindista maha, connected vitally to me. For apart from me, you can do nothing. But vitally united to the Spirit of the living God, all things are made possible for you. So you must now do the one thing I've called you to do. Come apart. And listen for my voice. Make the choice to simply sit at my feet and hear what I would say to you, for my voice will become clear. I will sound those things to you. I will give voice to things that have been hidden before now, but suddenly they are revealed. And by the revelation of the Spirit, you will walk, and by the revelation of the Spirit, you will talk, and you will walk and talk your way out. And when it's all over, you'll be left standing on your feet, standing fast in the liberty I've called you to. That's only the one thing I'm asking you to do.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Lord, we commit our day to you. We pray now, give us this day our daily bread. Thank you, God. Lord, we pray for revival now today for those who will be ministering this morning. For Rodney as he ministers tonight. For those who minister in song and worship. Lord, we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done in us. And today here at Revival Now, Lord, give us ears to hear and eyes to see and hearts to receive today. We just commit this day to you. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And somebody said amen. Encourage somebody around you. Johnny's singing just a little bit this morning. Thank you, God.
How do I thank you, Lord, with my voice I'll say that I'll thank you in the morning, thank you at noontime, thank you in the evening, and every minute of the day. Every minute of the day. How do I bless you, Lord? Let me count the ways. How do I bless you, Lord? With my voice I'll say that I praise you in the morning, I'll praise you at noontime, I'll praise you in the evening, and every minute of the day. Every minute of the day. I'll love you, I'll thank you,
if you would, just if you need to go to the restrooms, take advantage of that now, and we'll be right back in ready to go here in just a few moments. Have a power-packed morning and a powerful evening ahead of us. Praise the Lord. Rangers game, ball game, takes 3 hours and 15 minutes, 30 minutes to get there, 30 minutes back. That's 4 hours and 15 minutes. It's about a little bit more than that's what we did in the house of God last night. He's better than a ball game. Praise God. Hallelujah. God bless you. We'll be ready to fire up here in just a few moments.
I'll love you, I'll thank you, every day, every day. I'll love you, I'll thank you, I'll praise you, every day, every day. I'll love you.
Oh, hallelujah. Barry and Sherry, come here just. Come here. Barry, where are you? There you are. Come over here real quick. Both of you. Husband and wife. Yeah. A lot of people wonder, well, could I witness and, you know, would it work for me and whatever. This couple right here has been just lightning rods. And in 2008, when Rodney was here, you, in July, boy, you guys have just, you've cranked up. You know, the beautiful thing about it, 2 o'clock this afternoon, anyone that would like to just, you know, they don't have to feel put on the spot. They can go out with folks that know how. When I say know-how, people that are being successful in witnessing. And, of course, you know, Sherry's the one I was talking about, her grandmother, literally, years ago. She, when there's a need in the church, she'd sell a pint of blood. I've never met anybody like that before nor since, but I have. And, you know, sometimes we think we're fanatics. Shoot, we ain't even. Something makes me feel like I haven't even come out of the starting gate yet, you know. But, you know, this couple is just God's, actually, technically, medically retired. Is that right? Or,
yes.
Yeah. And why are you turned on about witnessing? And about what's the ratio of what's happening when you go in?
Well, what happened in 2005, I'll just tell why I started what I'm doing. In 2005, in October, they told me I had 6 months to live. And if I didn't get a liver, that I was going to die.